And you're welcome back to the programme. The time now, 29 minutes to 6 o'clock. I'm joined on the line by Liam Horan to discuss careers and how you might go about it. Liam, good evening to you.
Good evening, Eden.
And as always, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Now, I've heard you talk before about doing research on a company before going to interview. Perhaps you might go into that in some more detail, because we've received a number of emails and texts regarding this. So just develop the point, really.
Yeah, I suppose it's something we do touch on here sometimes, and maybe take it for granted a little bit that people know how and what we mean and how they might go about it when we say do your company research. And I'm going to go through some steps, for example, that people might do that they should find very useful. And I suppose just to, again, reiterate the point that it's not just enough going to interview to look at your own CV and remember your own experiences. A lot of people talk about, I hope I can remember everything on my CV. While that's important, it's only half the story. The other hand clapping in an interview is the company itself or the organization itself. And lots of people forget about that. And it's a bugbear of interviewers when the candidate doesn't know a great deal about the company or the organization. So I'm going to give some steps that people can go through to, you know, maximize their own performance and interview. First of all, the recruitment agent or the HR representative or whoever contacts you initially about the interview, often there's a phone call over and back or bits of contact over and back. Don't be afraid to ask a question or two there as well. You know, you need not to ask the most basic of questions, because they would expect you to know that. But no harm to say, you know, how is the company going at the moment? What plans have you got at the moment? Any expansion taking place? You know, things like that. No harm at all in generating or engaging in a very brief chat with the recruiter or the person that contacts you. Showing interest and being personable and being keen about the job is never a bad thing. Overstaying your welcome on that phone call could be a bad thing. You don't want to overly prevail upon that person or presume upon their time too much, but it's not a bad place to start. After that then, the company website, you should really forensically go through the company website, and bearing in mind that companies often don't have their websites fully up to date, so watch for little things that may have changed or things that are slightly out of date. Don't take everything on the website to be exactly the gospel about the company, but it's a good place to start. And you can also, through a company website, by going back through news sections and earlier posts on the site, get to see some of the evolution of the company as well, because what they posted as a breathless piece of news in August 2010 might now be the mature corner of their business in October 2014. So study their site, study particularly their About Us section, and if they have a press section where they have press releases and maybe radio cuttings housed as well, definitely go there and see what you can learn about the company. And in interview, throughout the whole interview, use that information bit, you know, here and there. Pepper the interview with the information rather than being waiting to be asked. Actually just throw it in here and there along the way when you're talking about the company and what you can bring to the company during your answers. In terms of online research, never easier to research companies. And, you know, don't just stop at the first page of a Google search. Go down into pages 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 when you're Googling a company and see what else comes out there. Research, or go through the websites of local or national newspapers that might be writing about this company. Look at LinkedIn profiles of employees within the company. Look at the LinkedIn page of the company itself. More and more companies are using LinkedIn to promote their own business. So by going to the company page, you can see who works in the company and go and look at their LinkedIn profiles. And that way, you get to get an idea of the kind of backgrounds of people who are working in the company, how they describe their current role, and, you know, what training they may have done, what education they may have had, may have undertaken. All that helps you to build a profile of the company and its people, and that's very, very useful.
Can I just hold you there, Liam, yes, just for a moment, just a text in. Liam regularly... hang on a moment now, let me just... Yeah, Liam regularly... Liam regularly places a lot of emphasis on research, but can you overdo it?
Yes, you can. I think you possibly, if you go too long at it and get totally sidetracked by it, yes, you can. My experience would be quite the opposite, though, that most people don't do enough. But I think you should adopt like an approach you would to an exam. Yes, you can overread. Yes, you can overstudy. But I would say, based on the kind of straw poll we're doing here anecdotally every day, most people don't know near enough about the company. But the answer is yes, you can overdose on anything. But as I said, my experience with clients is that most of them don't know enough. Continuing on the team of research you may do, the company's registration office, CRO.ie, and they've got a very good search facility as well. You can search for information about companies, Irish registered companies. You can get financial information about companies from solocheck.ie. And all of that can give you a good knowledge of the company. You don't need to know every single thing. And going back to the text there, for example, if the company have produced a strategic plan or something like that, you don't need to know every twist and turn of that. What you're looking for is overview, a sense of the company, what they're about, where they're going to, where they've come from. That's really what you're looking for. If you're going for jobs, if you're a recent graduate, for example, particularly in the areas of finance, accountancy, law, banking, things like that, I would definitely recommend you go to solocheck.ie or CRO.ie to get to really know companies very well. If you're into manufacturing products, there are various places you can search on companies about pharmaceutical, who are in the pharmaceutical, electronics, software, medical devices, all sorts of online facilities about these companies. If you Google information on pharmaceutical companies Ireland, all sorts of studies done by the IDA, Enterprise Ireland, all sorts of information bases you can access there as well. A very simple way of researching a company, and it's growing, but people often forget it. It's put a question up on a forum such as boards.ie, and often when you search now for, you know, something about such and such a company, what it's like to work for them, you'll end up on boards.ie, because this is where people are now asking more and more questions, you know, saying, going for an interview next week with ABC, what kind of interviews do they do, what are they looking for, what kind of a company are they to work for, and boards.ie, which is, as you know, has gone up organically by users all over Ireland primarily, is becoming more and more of a resource people can use, which will have to reach out and say what the company is by and large. You will find other stuff that people have put up there. Again, protect your anonymity in that process. Don't put your name up and don't be immediately identifiable, just in case. But definitely boards.ie is another one you can use. So that's kind of an overview of research people may do when they're trying to find out about a company they're going to be interviewing for.
Now, another text, it doesn't really concern what we're discussing now in terms of research of the company where you're hoping to work someday, but it's an interesting question nonetheless. At interview, can the interviewee control the interview? In other words, point in a particular direction that will be of maximum benefit to the interviewee?
Yes, they can, and the control starts with your CV. What you have in your CV, particularly early on in your CV, may well end up being the subject of questions by the interviewers on the day. But also, just for example, if someone says to you, you know, in an interview, tell me about a time you did, you know, showed leadership or something like that, you can take that answer off wherever you want it to go to. You can bring it to areas that, you know, show you up in a good light for the job that you're interviewing for today. And it's uncanny almost sometimes how people who are good at this can turn any question to their suitability for the job at hand. And it's equally uncanny probably how many people fail to do it. So, you know, for example, if you're asked a question about, you know, have you got any community experience or any involvement in local communities, just or local community organizations, you can decide to talk about the community organization work you have that's very relevant to the job at hand, or you can decide to talk about jobs that are not at all, roles in the community that are not at all relevant to the job at hand. So the decisions you make about the evidence you bring into the answer have a huge impact on the interview. And you can, by being astute at that, you can keep talking about things and keep pointing them in the direction of stuff they're interested in. But that's your decision, and you've got to be very good at that. People sometimes suffer from what we call a surplus of honesty in interview, and I'm not promoting dishonesty, but just stick too literally to the question. Whereas you interpret the question and bring it somewhere of value to you, and value being what the employer is looking for in your, you know, in your skills or your background, you can bring control of the interview, you know, fairly well. Not totally. Obviously, they've got a say as well. but by, you know, you can guide the interview to areas where you're comfortable and where you're scoring points.
I suppose, though, to do that successfully, you need to be reasonably experienced at interviews. I wouldn't imagine it's a good idea at your first interview or perhaps even your second one.
No, you need to learn your game, so to speak. In fact, you know, and I would really do this when I'm here with you, but it is one of the great values of interview training, actually, is to get put on the spot and be shown how to, you know, bring it to where you want to bring it to. Particularly if the next interview you have coming up is your first one, and it's a big one. You know, you can't really afford the time of having three or four bad ones before you get to the good ones. So preparation in terms of even sitting down with a family member or a friend and going through the process of being put on the spot is very, very important. People do tend to get better the more interviews they do. But I think the point being that, you know, if it's a big one coming up and you haven't done one before or you haven't done one for 15 or 20 years, we would recommend training. And I know that comes straight from the they would, wouldn't they, School of Commerce. But we would recommend it because otherwise the interview chance might come and go and you'll be getting better next month, but the job is gone.
Very good. We must leave it there. Liam, as always, thank you very much indeed. We won't be with you next week because it's a bank holiday Monday, but we will be talking to you again around this time in 2 weeks' time.
Great. Thank you very much, Aidan.
Liam Horan, as always, many, many thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.